Welcome to today's episode of AI News Blend, where we're diving into what might be the biggest shift in AI deployment since ChatGPT first went live. OpenAI just dropped a bombshell with their responses API upgrade, and it's got everyone from Silicon Valley VCs to cybersecurity experts talking. Imagine giving an AI assistant not just a brain, but a permanent workshop, tools, and the ability to remember everything it's ever done. That's essentially what OpenAI has built. Their new system lets AI agents operate in their own persistent environments, kind of like giving them their own private offices where they can work on complex tasks for hours or even days. The timing couldn't be more interesting, as we're seeing a surge of startups rushing to capitalize on this breakthrough. Take Workmate AI, which just secured $45 million in Series A funding. They're building what they call digital knowledge workers, AI agents that can handle entire business processes from start to finish using this new persistent memory capability. Their pitch? Replace not just individual tasks, but entire workflow chains. Then there's Agent Forge, a bootstrapped startup that caught everyone's attention by demonstrating an AI system that wrote, debugged, and deployed a full-stack web application over 3 days without human intervention. They're already in talks with major tech companies, though they're keeping the details under wraps. But it's not all sunshine and unicorns. The cybersecurity community is raising red flags about giving AI agents persistent environments with network access. Cisco's chief security officer warned in a recent blog post that we're entering uncharted territory with potential new attack vectors. They've fast-tracked their AI defense suite updates in response. The big tech players aren't sitting idle either. Google Cloud quietly announced their own persistent agent infrastructure last week, while Amazon Web Services is rumored to be fast-tracking a similar offering. Microsoft, through their OpenAI partnership, is already integrating these capabilities into their enterprise tools. And what's fascinating is how this is splitting the AI community. On one side, you have investors like Matt Schumer calling this the moment AI crosses a critical threshold toward true autonomy. On the other, you have critics pointing out that we're essentially creating digital workers with long-term memory and network access before we've fully understood the implications. The cost factor is adding another layer of complexity. Chinese AI company Minimax just launched their M2.5 model at a fraction of the cost of competitors like Anthropic's Claude Opus. This price pressure is pushing the whole industry toward more open, interoperable systems, exactly the kind of environment where these persistent agents could thrive or cause chaos, depending on your perspective. We're witnessing a fundamental shift from AI as a tool to AI as a worker. These aren't just chatbots anymore. They're digital employees with their own workspace, memory, and ability to learn from experience. The question isn't whether this will transform knowledge work. It's how quickly and at what cost to security and human oversight. Let's dive in.